Okay, there we go. Recording.
Oh, on Skype?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like an app. It's like $20 or something. 25, perfect. I don't know. 30,
okay.
Maybe. You know?
Yeah. Just one of those.
Yeah, I use it, right? I use it
okay.
for my interviews. Yeah, so we're using it. Right. So,
okay, great. Thank you.
Yes, they have a need for security. This is why they've taken the road that they have, that's very safe, that they've done what's expected of them, provides a stable income, and yet they're bored to tears. And what you're appealing to, your solution, is that that leap across the big chasm into the unknown, which is like almost like there's no way they could do it because they never have,
right?
You're providing a bridge there, and that bridge is appealing to a whole different layer of security, a deeper layer of security that they've never accessed before. But do you have it?
Yeah, I don't know that I do.
You don't?
Okay. No, I know that I do.
No, you do. Yeah.
I know that I do.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever sat down to articulate what that is. Okay. My security is source. My trust in source. That's not my number one security. Okay. Now, are there ways in which I self-care and self-love also create security? Because I know what my needs are. Okay.
I would say that you are teaching them the whole, it's like a whole practice, and it's like a way, it's not like you're going to say, okay, come with me and you and I are going to jump over the abyss together in 3 months and you'll be on the other side. It's like, how do you cultivate that so that your life can start to represent that?
Uh-huh.
Right? So that whatever you might do, like it could be a simple thing. Like it doesn't have to be all of a sudden I'm jumping out of my accounting practice and I'm doing, I don't know. Who knows? I mean,
right.
Whatever, right? But that ability to try new things and to navigate whatever is ahead of them, like to build that confidence, right? In
right.
navigating uncertainty.
Navigating uncertainty.
Yep.
I like that.
Yeah. You and I are really aligned, hey?
I know.
Like, this is my stuff, too? It's ridiculous. Yeah. It is.
That's the explorer.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's my analogy with the backpack. Okay? And that, for me, this is the truth. Okay? There are certain things that I know that I need to put in my backpack to feel safe.
Right.
Someone's backpack would not look the same as mine. Okay. But I know my backpack.
And you can help others discover what's in theirs, right?
Right. Right. Not audit bags. So not audit bags.
I think it's about making them come alive where they are.
Right. Right. I like that.
Yeah.
Which hugely has to do with authenticity, you know, which hugely has to do with, have they stopped dreaming for themselves?
Yep.
Okay. Are they busy supporting everybody else's dreams? Now that feels more authentic for me.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
So would you identify, like,
but you were saying she, right? And I mean, it's definitely women, right?
Right, right.
It's definitely women. What level are they at career wise?
Well, I would say definitely business owners. Okay. Definitely business owners.
These are entrepreneurs?
They could be accountants, CPAs.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, would I be better getting really specific?
I just wondered if you are specific. Like,
right.
Already, you know?
Yeah.
Are these independents? Or do they work for companies? Because if you're independent, that's still a level of security that you've somehow been able to acquire that those that are in companies have not.
Okay. So I have a whole philosophy around that.
Okay.
It's all about what you were raised to believe. Okay. Because in one home, a child can be raised to believe that growing up and your parent having a full-time job is security. Okay? Where in another home, this is the home I grew up in, was a place where I was told don't ever work for anybody else unless you absolutely have to because they can pull the rug out from under you at any time.
Right.
Security in that. Okay, so truth is it's all an illusion. Okay. And we are the creators of our own security. Okay.
That's gold.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yep.
Yeah.
So you're basically appealing to people that want to change and are definitely afraid to do it.
Right. Yep. Or they don't even know that that's...
They don't even know that what? That they're afraid?
Yeah. Okay. They don't even know that how much they're... That would even be a possibility to consider something different like that.
Well, then they're not going to look for you.
Okay, got it. Okay.
They have to be considering it, or else they're not looking for anybody.
That's true. That's true. That's true. Okay. Okay, so just reading helps them get more in touch with what they are feeling.
They have to be looking for something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, I bet you a lot of them are self-medicating with food and stuff. Betcha. Or whatever else.
Right. Right. Popcorn.
Whatever. Right?
I know. Yeah. That used to be my tax season meal.
Every evening. Good, right? I know.
Oh, have some of that? No, go have your own bag. Mine.
Right?
Yeah.
Work it through.
Yeah. One by one by one by one by one by one. Yeah.
Or shopping, you know, whatever. Maybe they like to shop. Right?
Right.
Yep.
It's a misdirected yearning that they have.
Yeah.
Misdirected yearning.
Freedom.
Yep.
Yep.
But not even getting into the money pieces so much. Yeah, not at that level.
Nope.
But that's something you have to shift because it's all about the consciousness within there, but that comes like
It's
downstream.
later.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
Not to lead with that.
Nope.
Nope.
Because the money's not the problem. It's not like they're not getting enough money.
Right.
Their dreams aren't big enough.
Whose dream? Living some, well, I should say, living another's dream.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
I do. I think you need to appeal to this sort of like, what do women do? Think about it, okay? Like, I'll think
Okay.
about it. It's easy for me to do because it's like around me everywhere here.
Okay, so say more.
I gotta be careful though because people are starting to walk by.
Okay.
Okay, no. You see what you see happening are you definitely see women putting on weight. A lot of that. Okay.
Right.
What are their husbands up to? Right? Maybe wandering eye, you know, maybe more than that, right?
Right.
They've taken care of their family, the kids, their
Their husbands.
husbands, and
And
they don't
they don't
even know what it
know.
would be to take care of themselves.
Right.
They have no idea. They know they need to change. Maybe their husband's had an affair, and I'm not saying you use that, but it could be that, right? Maybe they can't handle being in their own skin anymore because the skin is stretched out to you know what I mean? They're just weighed down. And they feel like they're sinking almost by the responsibility that they have taken. And it's like they're almost invisible, too. They're just taken for granted. And they let somebody else call the shots in their life. There's a big audience like this out there.
I wrote down, created a life that is weighing them down.
Yep.
Okay. And then you could boom, 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 boom. Right. You know, through stuff,
Yep.
obligations, you know, work
Obligations.
hours, right, exactly.
All that, right?
Right. Thinking and feeling that security.
Yep. And yet they know that that doesn't make them feel good.
Right. How to do an authenticity detox.
I don't think that's the
Not
word.
it.
No, that word's not going to speak to them.
Right. Yeah.
They don't even know what that means. They don't even know what that means. I think the dream piece has to speak to them.
Right.
The idea that life could be much different than what it is, but that it doesn't have to be different overnight. But there has to be that sort of waking up to the possibility of it being different that you guide them through. Because they're done.
Yeah, they're really done doing what they're doing, but they haven't moved into the new world yet.
Yep. I'm thinking of this woman, the ex-wife of a friend of mine, right? Who She was like the ball and chain with her husband, eh? Total control freak. And, you know, with the money, with everything, right? And he just couldn't handle it anymore. And here she is with her three kids. She's telling herself this story about poor her and what her husband did to her and all this stuff. But she has no life of her own, and she didn't want her husband to have one either. And her path to freedom is realizing how she has choices. And, you know, she hasn't taken care of herself, her body, anything. And it's all about, like, oh, everything I do for everybody else. It's almost like abstaining from responsibility of having your own dream.
Well, it's rather than you. Okay, so I would talk, it has to do with personal power, right? It's rather than take the chance and have to learn and face all of your own fears and the walls and all of those things that one experiences when they exert their own power in the world. She sublimates, subjugate, I forget the word, but anyway, she's trying to do him and use it through him.
Yep.
And, okay. Because
like
he's the point of least resistance.
Yeah.
Okay. And yet she's not really running her own self, you know, personal power in the world.
Yeah.
She's inappropriately dumping it on him.
Yep.
That's exactly what I would say.
Now, the question is this the person that you really want to help? No.
Many of the things we're talking about, the woman you're just talking about, oh,
yeah.
Probably not.
No.
Because
she's not even looking for anybody to help her.
That's why I would not want to work with her.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't get that it's her.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So you know what? They're awakening to the possibility that it could be different.
Yes.
And they don't know how.
Right. But would you see it focused more on business owners, you know, and really keeping it focused in business or just more generalized?
I don't think it's just business owners.
Okay.
I mean, there's like I would say like a lot of like corporate mid-level career women there.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it could be women in business. It probably is women in business, right? Like it's
right.
Not like nurses and, you know, right?
Right.
You know, whatever, artists or whatever. It's women in business, right?
Right. Yeah. Whatever that means, whether they're in business for themselves or
yeah,
in business.
Yeah, exactly.
For someone.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's Kenzie.
Hello.
I don't know who you are, but...
she just
don't
walked
me too.
In the house. Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, as like a portal in.
Yep.
Because I was like, okay, is this something called shamanic soul business? No?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, I don't think so.
That's your stuff. You
right.
Can use the shamanic stuff.
Right.
But they don't care about that.
No.
No. That's your route, but that's your process. Remember how you always talk to me about process nobody cares about?
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Like this feels more true. It just feels more true. If there's nothing that I have to go learn or I have to try to take on or I have to whatever. Okay. And again, all of this affects your wealth.
It does, but that's not your lead-in.
Okay. Okay. It's really about the is getting old, I can't do it, I've got to breathe new life into me or something. Okay.
Because this is not the be-all and end-all here.
So what, as we're starting, I'm just hearing kind of like a starting point. Like this could be a starting point.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Think about it. Think about the women that were in this circle. Who are they?
Women who don't really know what they are, who they are. Women who have felt like either they've had jobs or at some level they've still felt powerless.
Yep.
Not creating, you know, not creating the life that they really would like for themselves. Not even knowing what the possibilities of a life might be for themselves. Not being able to speak their own truth and create their own reality.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
So this is what you just said fits everything we've talked about.
Okay.
It totally fits.
Let me go grab something, okay?
Yep.
So in my last weekend with these gals, I had them, I don't know if I told you I was going to do this, but I had them get together in groups, and they worked on when, like, their money energy, when they're not running their money energy properly in their personal life and in their business, that what the problems are, okay? And then I had them write when they're running that energy clearly, write down what the benefits are. I had them do their creativity, money, sexual energy, and personal power. Okay, so problems and personal power with regards to personal life, right, is unsatisfied, angry, sad, unbalanced, power struggles, apathy, depressed, oppressed, unworthiness, hopelessness, short-sighted, shut down, closed off, unfocused, unplugged, withdrawn, gloss over, frustrated, and loss of interest. And in business, lose clients, devalue services, devalue self, make concessions, lose integrity, spiral, doubter wins, continuing negative patterns, victimize, go against values and morals, lose respect, lose trust, lose confidence, loss of reputation, lack of growth, being short-sighted, get taken advantage of.
All those fit.
I know. Isn't this wonderful? So that's why I told you I think I was far-sighted enough to have these gals do some of my research.
You did. You knew that.
So the personal power benefits are, in personal, it's gain confidence, gain self-worth, draw in more of what you want, friendships are strengthened, feel and have more success, relationship deepens, find satisfaction, feel more love, joy, happiness, content, contentedness, brings out creativity, attracts wealth and abundance, allows for unbridled, passionate sex, more self-respect, growth, and no regrets.
Okay, so you got it all there. It's all there.
Thank you. Yay, ladies.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I know.
Okay, so what's the problem here? You got it.
It wasn't until you and I were talking just now, I was like, oh my God, they did this the last weekend.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And later on, when I take them into money, I have all that. Okay. Or whatever areas we might be working.
Yeah.
So, okay. Okay. So just focus. Okay. So I need to kind of flush some of this out and flesh out my own story here.
Yeah, you do, but it's there. You don't need to go looking for new territory.
No.
And you don't
no.
need to focus on CPAs, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
it's women in business, and they can be entrepreneurs or they can be mid-level corporate people. That's what I'm feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's really interesting because the people who are attracted to me right now is the financial industry.
Okay. Great.
I'm getting those. I've had a banker contact me. I've had a woman who wants to go to the it would be a good idea to go in and have me there.
I missed that. You froze for about a minute.
Okay. Some woman that wants to go in there because she wants to sell purses to all these gals.
Okay.
Okay. So to go into the Missouri Society of CPAs.
Okay.
And then something else, some other one, something related to business. But I thought that that was very interesting that those are the things that are showing up locally. You know? Just watching that would not be my choice. If I was sitting there in a basket, that would not be my choice. Okay? Just so you know.
What would be your choice?
What would be my choice?
Yeah.
Wow, I just think business owners or you know, women just eager to learn and grow, you know, that they want to change. They want to transform. They want to step in to something that they've never known that they could do. They want to have a new experience. Okay. I think that part of me has gone, when I reach a certain point, I'm really complete with those experiences in my life. Okay. And it's really time for me to do something different.
Yeah.
Because I get to learn a new part about myself. Okay. That's why I said that. So it wouldn't be just the financial sector.
That's okay. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah. I get it that I have some credentials that I can go in there and they can even begin to hear me. Okay. I get that. And they don't think I'm not competition. Because I'm not trying to go for clients there. Okay. So I get that setup. So I don't know. But for me, it feels good, this piece around helping people who really want to transform. And how do they feel safe enough to get into the boat?
Yep. Or even allow themselves to even figure out. I mean, because, you know, I'm thinking of a friend of mine who's like, her life is all about everybody else. Like she works for her parents, lives with her parents. She has no relationship, no kids. When I hear from her, it's all about what's happening there on their farm and of what's happening in the lives of everybody else around her, but not about her.
Does she realize that? Are you getting bored talking to her?
No, I don't talk to her. I hardly talk to her.
Right.
But we're like, we've been friends for over 40 years, right? So, you know.
It gets hard, doesn't it?
Not really. Okay. It's just that I'm not there, you know? Yeah, it's not hard.
Okay.
You know, I see her, I talk to her in doses, and, yeah, but she's not looking for a change. She wouldn't hire you.
Right. See, that's just it.
Yep. She'd hire the herbal magic people to help lose weight.
Okay.
And they don't know really what's going on, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
The overweight thing could be something, though.
Like overweight in your life, overweight in your relationships, overweight in...
Just heavy. Overweighted.
Right. And all one needs is one trusty little bottle of Agua de Florida. And one can wash away the... I had to do a little work outside today with this woman. You know, I told you this woman in my circle that I'm dealing with.
Uh-huh.
And she knows how to do magic, okay? And she knows how to send a lot of whatever she wants to send energetically to someone, okay? So you have to have really good boundaries with her. So I came outside this morning, and my cactus, my San Pedro cactus, which is like my gatekeeper, okay, was out of the pot, smashed down, head down this morning. After I got this very, very lengthy, and you can just see this, the wording. It doesn't matter.
See.
Don't read the energy from it, but yeah. It's like, whoa. Okay, it's one of those. Oh,
a little diatribe that.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I went out and I took it and I had to cut off the sections, you know. I did some stuff with it and I just planted a staff in the pot. And it's like stake in the ground, you know. So I'll show you. I'm telling you, energetically, these people. Jesus, you know, like from one time to another. So now I have, see my rose quartz card?
Yep.
Okay. And see, it's a feminine staff, and I've got her planted right there. And it's like, okay, you are now sitting out here and you're going to take care of things. And so, and my poor cacti. I don't know. Can you see it?
I see something in pieces on the table.
Yes. Well, that's because I had to.
Oh, jeez.
So, yes. So it's like energetically learning how to care for oneself and all of this. You know, that you can feel like with your gal. You know, but when you feel those things, and when you have someone who is very cruel and very attacking.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just, again, setting those healthy boundaries for myself. So.
I'm going to stop the recording so it's not like super huge, hey?
Okay.
Okay.